Christy Gardner has a habit of pushing limits. In high school in Auburn, she played two sports per season. In the military, she chose police work over her nursing because she wanted to be in the action. And when a spinal cord injury during her service damaged her lower legs in 2006, Gardner wore out 8 pairs of braces in her efforts to stay out of a wheelchair. But Gardner's legs are a constant source of pain and problems, so now she's pushing the limits even further. Gardner's electing to have her lower legs amputated. Patty White has the story.
Most days, Christy Gardner keeps active, volunteering at dog breeder Varney's Labs in Turner. Gardner feeds the dogs, changes their water, and sweeps the kennel. She manages the rosters and shot records.
I love it because I really spend half the day playing with puppies and half the day getting workout.
Gardner wishes she could lug the 50-pound bags of food or move the kennel fencing, but she can't feel or move her ankles. Braces keep them locked at 90 degrees, and that allows her to walk. But the braces take a toll on her legs.
I wake up in the morning and they're swollen, misshapen, welts, bruises, blisters from the day before. Eventually, once I cram them into my braces, the swelling starts to go down. They'll fit a little better. I'll keep having to tighten the straps during the day, the more I walk and move and all that. And then by the afternoon, they start to swell up again from beating on them all day.
In 2006, Gardner was injured in a line-of-duty incident while assigned as a military police officer. The circumstances of her injury are confidential, but the effects are not.
I suffered 2 skull fractures, one to the front and one to the side of my skull. And somewhere in the medevac process, they injured my spinal cord.
Gardner's brain damage caused memory loss. She had to learn to speak and write again. Bookcases filled with photo albums help her remember people from her past.
I would say that was probably the worst part or the most frustrating part.
She developed seizures and had to wear a helmet for 6 years to protect herself from falls. When she got the initial prognosis for her future from doctors, it was bleak.
They went through like a 3-page list of things they said I'd probably never do again. I wasn't supposed to be able to swim, bike, live alone. It said no bathing alone. There was just so many things that the average people take for granted that they said I'd never do. I'd never drive again.
Doctors told Gardner she was 100% disabled and severely handicapped.
You know, obviously after a while of absorbing it, it was like, no, I'm going to prove them wrong. There's still stuff I can do, and I'm going to do everything I can each day.
Gardner spent 5 years in rehabilitation. She got a dog, Moxie, who's trained in seizure alert and response. And ultimately, Gardner was able to move into her own house in Lewiston. She joined 3 different sled hockey teams, including a national veterans team.
We have this running joke that on the entire roster there are 6 legs, and I have 2 of them.
In 2012, Gardner was named the National Disabled Hockey Athlete of the Year. But it was while playing sled hockey she noticed something.
All of these guys are amputees and can do so much more than I can. Some of them play lacrosse. Some of them play stand-up hockey on their prosthetics. Like, there's just so much that they're able to achieve. And when I see them doing stairs or hills or walking around like it's no big deal, I want to be able to do that. You know, if they can do it, why can't I get that quality of life too?
The braces Gardner uses are painful, and the numbness in her ankles is potentially dangerous. Last summer, a bee sting on her ankle landed her in the hospital because she couldn't feel it and only noticed a problem when she had an allergic reaction.
Why do I have to risk stupid stuff like that just to keep my feet that don't work?
The solution, Gardner decided, was elective amputation, and she got initial support from Veterans Affairs. But when she tried to schedule the amputation with a surgeon at Walter Reed...
He said, you know, I changed my mind. I can't in good conscience take a girl's legs. You're too pretty to lose your legs. So I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, what kind of reason is that I shouldn't be able to run? Like, he told me I would be able to run about 6 months after surgery. And now you're telling me. He said, be thankful you're not a quad and stick with the wheelchair.
She says she sought the same help at the Togas VA facility in Maine, but with a similar result. Gardner says hospital administrators rejected the surgery because it wasn't medically necessary.
So many of them look at it as a failure to save my legs rather than a success at preserving my quality of life.
As Gardner's quest for elective amputation got media attention, she ultimately connected with a surgeon in California who agreed to amputate her legs below the knees. She'll do one leg at a time, and the first amputation is Wednesday. Between surgery, travel, and expenses, it's going to cost her $14,000 per leg. Gardner says she's nervous. There are no guarantees on the outcome of her surgery, but she says not seeking the amputations would feel like giving up. She wants to run again, she says, and claim the life that she wants to live. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.